WTH.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Kathleen Maloney. Final goodbyes in Ohio for former astronaut and U.S. Senator John Glenn.
Who lived a life that was rigorous, but tinged with just a little bit of magic.
Vice President Joe Biden joining other public figures and ordinary Americans at a memorial for Glenn.
A lot of the people that I spoke with say that they came here because John Glenn was one of their childhood heroes, and they brought their children here today who may not remember his heroic accomplishments, but they sure have heard about him.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
An inventor.
What do you want to invent?
New spaceships.
So in a way, you'll be carrying on the legacy of John Glenn.
Yeah.
That kid walking around in his astronaut suit has been stealing the show here at Ohio State University.
Fox's Kristen Fisher. An enthusiastic crowd greeting President-elect Donald Trump in Alabama.
Do not worry. We are going to build the wall, okay? Don't worry. Don't even think about it.
Mr. Trump speaking in a football stadium in Mobile. China says it plans to return an underwater drone to the United States, but there is still tension between the two countries.
China seized the drone on Thursday in the South China Sea near the Philippines. The Pentagon says the $150,000 drone was unclassified and simply collecting information on the ocean. China has built artificial islands and reefs in the sea, and we learned this week they added anti-missile weapons.
Fox's Will Carr. Police in Chicago investigating another deadly shooting. Four people killed, another critically wounded on the city's south side. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The following is a paid program on this station.
Investing involves risk and potential loss of principal, and there is no assurance that any investment will achieve its stated objectives. Historical investment performance is no guarantee of future results. Opinions and commentary discussed on this program are not intended to convey specific investment or financial advice, nor is it intended to recommend any specific investment or financial product. Listeners are encouraged to consult their own legal or financial advisor to determine the suitability of any specific investment strategy or investment product. The opinions expressed and material provided are for general information and should not be considered a solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security or investment service. Abraham & Company is a registered investment advisor and an SEC-registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Abraham & Company. Three generations and decades of experience helping families navigate the ever-changing, often treacherous, financial markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. This is Zach Abraham, the Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company. And we got a great show for you today. Got a bunch of good things I want to talk about. We're going to talk about math. Simple thing. A lot of people don't really understand, or they understand it. They just haven't sat down and had a conversation about the power of math in your portfolio. And that's kind of vague, but I don't want to give it away. But we're going to talk about math as it comes, as it relates to evaluating the performance of your portfolio. Okay. And we're going to talk about the best investment over the last 20 years. I think everybody would like to know that. We've got stocks at all-time high. Most of you probably think, well, it's stocks, right? Pretty surprising. I mean, I was aware of this, obviously, but I usually get a lot of strange looks when I tell people this, because it's contrary to what most people think have been the best performing asset class over the last 20 years. And part of math, I digress a little bit, part of the math conversation that we want to have, that I teased just a second ago, was investors way too often underestimate the value of not losing money, especially when we get to market peaks like we're at now, right? Everybody's doing what we call chasing returns. And anyway, that's kind of a sidecar, but I want to tease that with our math conversation, because we've got some really cool ways to look at it that most people haven't thought about. And it's a very interesting approach. It's always fascinated me And, you know, I do this for a living. So if it's fascinating to me, I'm sure you guys will find it interesting. The other thing we want to talk about, too, is we're working on, we talk about the risk profiles all the time, right? Call in, get your free 15-minute risk profile. And we talk about the side-by-side comparison. Well, we've actually, we should have it done today, actually. We're building a new modeling tool. So we can actually run analytics of your portfolio, show exactly how it's performed over the last 10 years, and then show you exactly how the portfolio that we would like to see people in, how it's performed over the last 10 years, to give you, you know, in one piece of paper, a good view and an illustration of what we're talking about so you can see it firsthand. And I think it's super powerful. Again, you know, it's what I do for a living, but just seeing it, you know, seeing is believing. And, you know, looking at numbers and evaluating rates and rates of return over, it's just, it's so nice to see an illustration, see it laid out, plain and simple, boom, there it is, right? And it really is effective at modeling our risk management method, meaning that just because we're taking a more conservative approach, just because we're guarding against losses more than other portfolios, doesn't mean you're necessarily giving up gains. And, you know, when we're talking about investing, the number one rule of investing should be taking as little risk as possible while maximizing returns and combining those two things, right? But all too often we're focused on this and what's this stock doing? Hold on, where's the risk management, right? Know Your Risk Radio. You guys always hear me talk about risk management, but it's powerful to see how we can actually lower the volatility of a portfolio and still keep up, if not outperform, traditional portfolios. And isn't that what we all want? I think so. So going to talk about that coming up. Obviously, we're going to do the market update, which is coming up right now. But those are some of the topics. And I think that I was actually excited coming up here today, thinking about these topics. And I love talking about it. And I think it'd be valuable for anybody. And so we'll get into that. But let's start with the market update. What's happening? Not much has changed. We're hovering around all-time highs. I think I was reading that we've hit 16 all-time highs since the election. Markets are strong. Market breadth is good. Rising tides lifting all boats. But let's be clear, like we've been saying all along, nothing has changed. Again, we definitely have a bit more business-friendly administration. Not making a political statement, just stating facts. a reduction in corporate taxes, income taxes, could be a powerful thing that could boost stuff. But the thing that we all need to set back and realize is this, okay? No matter what Trump or his cabinet or his economic team suggests or passes or brings to light, it does not change the situation that we currently have in the global economy. And that is, we are sitting on a record amount of debt. Government debt, personal debt, corporate debt, you name it, okay? Now, the other thing we're pounding on, right, has been get out of bonds. You guys heard me talking about that for 6 months, right? Find a bond replacement because rates are going up. Let me give you a little stat. In the last, what is it? The last 4 weeks, I believe. Don't quote me on this, but it's either 4 to 6 weeks. The average mortgage rate has gone from 3.25 to 4.5 on a 30-year mortgage. Okay, that's a jump of what, 35%, something like that. Rates are going up, which means your bond valuations are going down. I cannot tell you how many clients I've sat down with in the last 3 weeks, several this week, who have, again, the classic 60-40 stocks, you know, 60% stocks, 40% bonds. 50% stocks, 50% bonds. And they go, hey, Zach, why is it that the market's racing up and our account is barely gaining? And I said, well, because 40 to 50% of your assets are losing money because rates are going up. And they kind of looked at me and I said, this is a real thing. You know, we're not just up here parroting this for fun. If rates go up, bonds go down. Okay. Rates are at record lows. I'm talking like 600 years. Okay. They only have one direction to go. Now, can they turn around and go down a little bit? Yeah. But we don't like investments where our downside is 25, 30, 35%. We can lose that much. and our upside is maybe 2 to 5%. We like the inverse, okay? An investment like that where you're hoping to make 2, maybe 5% or 4%, and you're risking 25, 30, 35% to the downside, that's what we refer to as negative convexity. Okay, what we want to find is positive convexity, where we limit our downside and maximizing our upside, right? That's, again, goes back to the theme of the show, risk management. So keep an eye on rates. They're going up, and they're going up really fast. I'm not going to lie to you. They surprised us. I mean, I knew that they were going up, but rates are a loaded spring. You cannot sit on interest rates across the global economy like central bankers have over the last 9 years. And when that weight is removed, you're going to pop higher, and you're going to pop higher rather quickly. So a lot of you, the vast majority of retail investors out there, the hedge, the safety aspect of their portfolio is bonds. Okay. When the safety aspect of your portfolio is losing your money, we need to reevaluate things. And everybody's going to tell you, oh, stay invested, you know, diversification. There's better ways to diversify. Trust me. And that's why you can give us a call at Abraham & Company, and we'll walk you through what we're doing with our clients, what we've been doing with our clients to prepare for this. Give us a call at 866-779-RISK and schedule your free 15-minute risk review. And we'll use that new analytical tool. We'll take, you know, what you've got in your portfolio. We'll run it. We'll graph it. And then we'll graph it with what we would suggest you having. So we can have the discussion, but you can also have something in your hand and go, oh, okay, there's the illustration. That's how it works. So we're pretty excited about rolling that out. You can also go to knowyourriskradio.com and set up a free 15-minute risk review on our scheduler. We've got an online scheduler there. And like I say every week, we hold 16 spots open in my schedule per week for the listeners of the show. And call and take advantage of it. And if you want to set up a meeting after that, we can do that as well. But just, you know, we want to educate. And we're not going to twist your arm and make you sit down with us. We're just going to give you the straight scoop over the phone. And if that spurs a conversation or a meeting, then great. But if it doesn't, you're armed with more information. So got a great show planned for you. Thanks for listening. We got to take a quick break here and we'll get into our next segment. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Is my money manager a value investor? Could I be getting better returns with an annuity instead of bonds? How often should I rebalance? How much risk is my portfolio actually exposed to? Well, don't go anywhere. This is Know Your Risk Radio, brought to you by Abraham & Company. Three generations and decades of experience helping families with customized investment strategies. Strategies that are not influenced by the big banks and Wall Street brokerage houses. You can download the Know Your Risk Radio podcast and schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
When it comes to politics and investing, this is a smart audience. How do I know that? Because I talk to many of you every week. Some of you are buying gold, some are sitting on mountains of cash, and some are simply sticking with the same old investment portfolio that has drastically underperformed for the past 16 years of booms and busts. Hi, this is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Abraham & Company. And all of this fear and confusion is precisely why we deploy our risk management investment approach. Rather than suggesting a portfolio based simply on your age, we build personalized retirement plans for each and every client that reflect both their individual growth needs and risk tolerance. What should your portfolio look like? Call us right now and schedule your free 15-minute risk review to get a side-by-side comparison of what you currently own and the risk-managed portfolio that we would recommend. 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK.
Abraham & Company is a registered investment advisor and an SEC-registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC.
Did you know many growth-focused annuities average between 5 and 6% annual growth? As the market goes up, you go up. When the market goes down, even if it was to go to zero, your account stays level. With growth-focused annuities, both your principal and interest gained over previous years is guaranteed. And today, they generate substantially more income than most bonds. Go to knowyourriskradio.com right now and schedule your free 15-minute risk review to find out if a growth-focused annuity may be right for you. KnowYourRiskRadio.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us. This is Know Your Risk Radio. And this next segment is entitled The Math of Not Losing. And it's something that that just does not get enough focus. And just to be sure, we're not insurance brokers. We're not selling CDs. We're investment guys. We believe in stock ownership. We believe in diversification. We believe in investing in things that are cheap and riding it out and not panicking. But all too often, especially in the last, I'd say, 15 years, it's just strange. The focus has shifted, and it's almost like people have forgotten the value of not losing money. I've said this on the show before. My grandfather, who co-founded our firm with my father, he always used to say, Zachary, the three rules of money management, and get ready, he'd say, write this down. The three rules of money management are, one, don't lose money, and I forgot the other two. And I always used to laugh and just think about it. And, you know, as I got older, though, I realized there's a dynamic that plays out. And that is this. It's the power of math as it relates to your investment returns. If your portfolio takes a 50% loss, and I know that's extreme, but it's a round number, so it's easy for purposes of the illustration. And remember this. Go home and play with the percentages and see. You can see for yourself. It's a fun thing to do. If your portfolio takes a 50% loss, it takes 100% gain to recoup it. Okay? Now, we all know the old adage, or maybe you don't, but the old adage that markets go up on an escalator and go down on an elevator, right? Meaning that you go up gradually, you go down suddenly in a straight line, typically, right? So when you think about that, there's nowhere near a premium, especially right now, especially in the quantitative easing backed economy that we currently live in the last 4 to 6 years, depending on how you want to look at it. There's way too little attention paid to the value of not losing money. And not losing does a couple things. A, you don't lose 50%. You don't have to double up to recoup it. A, right? B, when you don't lose money and the market goes down, your money has maintained 100% of its value, right? You're in a situation where your capital isn't inhibited, is what we call it. Okay, you've got uninhibited capital. You haven't taken any losses, and yet the prices of all the assets around you have dropped 50%. That's kind of like making 50%, right? Whereas, you know, I was telling a client the other day, I said, if you could rather make 30% and the market goes up 30, you make 30% with everybody else, or you could not lose when the market goes down 30%, what would you rather do? And she goes, well, I'd rather make 30%. And I go, no, you wouldn't. She goes, what do you mean? And I go, if asset prices drop 30% and you don't participate, meaning that your money doesn't take a hit, not only have you not taken a hit, but now you can go in and buy these assets at depreciated prices, right? And some of them are going to be down more than 30%. It's a fire sale. And when they come back, you're going to buy them with higher dividend rates. I remember during 2009, we were buying good, solid companies in the oil and gas space that were paying 13% dividends. 13% dividends. So, you know, and that's, if you look at Warren Buffett's record, what Warren Buffett has done consistently is he's gone in there with unimpeded capital, right? He hasn't, parts of his portfolio, he keeps cash or keeps liquid, so the money's not taking a hit. And he goes in there and buys when everybody else is panicking. He's buying them for pennies on the dollar. That's where the money's made. And so everybody focuses on hitting the highs or riding the market to the top. That's not where all the money's made. The money's made in the crashes. Not meaning you short the market, but meaning the things you buy. Investing is not about selling. It's about buying, right? And we should always keep that in mind. You know, selling something is not investing. It's cashing it in. Investing is buying something. So we always want to make sure that there's an element of our portfolio that's fireproof that will be there for us to deploy capital into markets when they go down. And look, this market will go down. We will have another big crash. I'm not predicting when. That's a fool's game. I wouldn't even argue to, right? But at some point in the next 5 to 10 years, we know we're going to have a scenario where stocks will be very cheap, probably get cheaper than they are expensive right now, right? That's the way markets work. Nothing goes up. You know, trees don't grow to the sky. And so rather than being focused on hitting the highs, and don't get me wrong, we want to keep up with the markets too. I mean, that's the goal. But you can do that while safeguarding a portion of your portfolio, if not a lot of your portfolio depending on your risk profile, right? And so everybody underestimates that. One of the most aggressive things you can do is shore up your portfolio and guarantee that a big portion of it or a certain portion of whatever fits your risk profile in markets like this, shore it up and wait for a cheaper time to buy. Aggressive investing is not always chasing returns. That's a fool's game. So the power of math as it relates to your portfolio. And I go home and play with the numbers. You lose 50%, it takes 100% to make it back. And not losing is one of the most powerful things you can do in investing. So give us a call at 866-779-RISK, and we'll show you how we do that. It'll show you what we deploy in portfolios to lower the profitability or the volatility, meaning the ups and downs. And when there's also a power to that, I was explaining this to a new employee we hired the other day. And I said, look, if over 10 years of time, you could make 55% over a 10-year period with zero volatility versus 62% with regular market volatility, what would you prefer? And he said 62%. And I go, that's not a good decision. He goes, what do you mean? I made more money. And if you make a 55% return over a 10-year period of time with no volatility, that means at no time has your market value dropped, which means you're freed up in a down market to jump in there with money that hasn't taken a hit and buy things cheap, right? So we'll show you how to do that. That's called risk management. That's what we want to be doing. So that's, you know, it's Know Your Risk Radio. It's the theme of the show. We talk about it every week. So go to the website at knowyourriskradio.com and you can set up one of those 15-minute risk reviews online there on our online scheduler. There's also some good information there about how to turn your 401k into a pension and different resources we've got available to you. And you can also email us if you don't want to talk on the phone. We can do a risk review over email. A little bit harder, but with that new analytical tool where we can actually show you and chart how your performance has been relative to the portfolio we're discussing, you know, we can shoot that to you over email. So give us a call. Thanks for listening. Got to take a quick break here, but we'll be right back. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Is my money manager a value investor? Could I be getting better returns with an annuity instead of bonds? How often should I rebalance? How much risk is my portfolio actually exposed to? Well, don't go anywhere. This is Know Your Risk Radio, brought to you by Abraham & Company. 3 generations and decades of experience helping families with customized investment strategies. Strategies that are not influenced by the big banks and Wall Street brokerage houses. You can download the Know Your Risk Radio podcast and schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
The entire goal of investing is maximizing your returns while minimizing your risk, which seems pretty obvious, right? Well, what's not obvious is how to do that in a 0% interest rate environment with bond prices at all-time highs. Hi, this is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company, and host of Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. One of the dirtiest words in the investment world is annuity. And from the time Abraham & Company was founded in 1982 till midway through 2012, we agreed. And we never recommended an annuity for a single client. Well, times have changed, and so have annuities. Most clients benefit from moving their bond money into a growth-focused annuity, which is guaranteed against loss and paying between 5 to 6% a year, compared to the 1 to 2% they're getting with most bonds. So go to knowyourriskradio.com right now and schedule your free 15-minute risk review to find out if a growth-focused annuity might be right for you. That's knowyourriskradio.com.
Abraham & Company is a registered investment advisor and an SEC-registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC.
If you listen to Know Your Risk Radio, you hear Zach talk about free 15-minute risk reviews all the time. Well, what is it? Your free risk review is the tool Abraham & Company uses to identify how much money you need to accomplish your retirement goals. That amount of money is then expressed as a percentage of your total portfolio, and Zach will show you a side-by-side comparison of how your money is currently invested versus the strategy that Abraham & Company takes to help you, regardless of market conditions, retire when and how you want to. Schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Know Your Risk Radio.com.
Now back to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH.
All right, welcome back to the show. Didn't tell you about this little treat, but we got a guest with us. I'm glad he joined
Emphasis
us.
Emphasis on the little treat.
Dory Monson joining us on the radio. Can't tell him thank you enough. And this is as good a time to any to announce a little bit change format for us. Format change, I guess you'd say. We're going to be partnering with Dory starting in 2017. And spent a lot of time talking with him and did a seminar with him. And our styles align, the way we look at things align, and we're ecstatic to have him on board. And,
yeah. Well, I told you, Zach, that, you know, I do. I like the way you do things. And here's where I'm at. I'm kind of a contrarian. People listen to my radio show. My you know, political and social opinions sometimes don't match up with, you know, what's the prevailing winds around here. I've been known to do a little gambling in my life. And I think that contrarian betting, you know, if everybody's on one basketball team,
yes,
usually the value is taking the other side from the masses, right?
Yes, you're preaching our sermon for us here.
Yeah, yeah. So because the reason they can build a $2 billion casino in Vegas is because the public, the masses, are usually wrong.
Yeah.
And so if you go against that and if you find ways, you know, whether it is, you know, your political viewpoint, I'm a contrarian mindset and I've had a radio show for 21 years around here.
Yeah.
So it works for me. So whether you're betting or looking at the world, I'm going to go along with the masses because it's what everyone, and as a dad, I don't want my kids thinking and doing stuff because everybody's doing it.
Right.
Be a contrarian. So, you know, that was kind of how you and I first started talking. And I like that because I certainly believe that's true in the world of investing.
Yeah. And it can be lonely, as I'm sure you know. You know, everybody.
I'm so lonely. I'm the loneliest man you'll ever meet.
Hey, it doesn't feel quite as lonely now as it did in 2007 when we were talking about the dangers we saw in the real estate market. We've talked about it on the show before. We didn't predict the real estate collapse, or excuse me, the financial collapse. We just thought, you know, when I see 25-year-old kids getting $400,000 loans and they're making 40 grand a year, something's probably wrong. And we talk about it on the show all the time. Look, you don't have to be a mathematician from MIT to sit there and go, you know, this is off. Might want to step aside here.
Well, I mean, look, let's go back, about 18 years when we had the tech bubble burst. and what I was hearing all the time was, oh, no, the traditional rules and models don't apply. This is a new paradigm.
Eyeballs.
That's what everybody said. It's a new paradigm. And any traditional way of evaluating this new world of technology, it just doesn't apply. But you know what? The tried and true rules that, you know, Graham was writing about 80 years ago, it's all true.
Yep.
It's about value. It's about not following the crowd, you know, whether it's the random walk down Wall Street or whatever. It's a pretty tried and true way towards success and not chasing fads.
Yeah, no, we talk about it all the time, and you and I have had good discussions about it as well. When Nordstrom's announces that their clothes are 25% more expensive, you don't see people flooding the stores, right?
Yeah.
But you do that in the marketplace, and all of a sudden, Katie bar the doors, retail money is pouring into it, right? They can't miss out on the big move. And, you know, we talk about this all the time on the show, that people underestimate the value of security and risk management. And, you know, if we can lower the volatility or the risk in somebody's portfolio and not give up upside performance, that why would you not do that?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's something I've talked to my daughters about a lot as they kind of start moving into a world, you know, of adulthood and wanting to think about the future and investing. And, you know, they'll hear some news and they'll say, is today a good day to invest?
Yeah.
I say, you know what? If your horizon's 30 years from now, it
phenomenal.
Just doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, you know, and the other thing you and I have talked about is I get really sick and tired of what I think are just a bunch of hucksters and con artists on whether it's CNBC or Fox Business or wherever, where they're talking about stocks and day trading and the churn. And that might work for, well, I mean, you know better than me, what, maybe 0.1%? I don't know. Who does that work for?
You know, there's a few guys. I mean, Stan Druckenmiller comes to mind. There's a few guys. But if you look at even the best investors, Buffett, even Druckenmiller, you know, Kyle Bass, John Burbank down there at Passport Capital. We've actually got one in town, too. It runs a really successful hedge fund, a guy that runs, I'm forgetting his name, but he runs, David Hay is his name, runs Evergreen Gavcall. What these guys do is they go into the places, they're massive contrarians, like you were talking about, and they go into the places that everybody's running from, right? If we see people screaming and running and flooding the exits, doesn't mean we're going to go there to eat, but it means we're going to stop and take a look.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And that's an essential aspect of investing. You know, we saw it in 2009. I tell people all the time, my easiest year of managing money was 2009, May of 2009 to May of 2010. We doubled up our average accounts. And it wasn't because we were brilliant. It was just because, I mean, you were just picking, you know, we were buying quality companies with 13% dividend yields.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It had plenty of cash on hand to cover that dividend payment. And that's where the opportunity is. And people think opposite. Right now, everybody's excited about the market. They think now is the opportunity. It couldn't be further from the truth. And regardless of, you know, even let's say the market doesn't crash, right? We're closer to a top than we are a bottom, right? And so does that mean we want to try to time it or play it? No, but it does mean that when we're sky high, when we're record violation or valuations, markets are up 240% over the last 8 years, hey, it might be a good time to fireproof the portfolio a little bit.
Yeah.
Just dial it back.
Right, exactly. So that's what, you know, it just fits in line with my worldview, my parenting view, my gambling view. Probably shouldn't talk about gambling.
I was gonna say gambling. I don't want to play the word association game there.
Yeah. No, I'm just talking about, you know, when I go to Vegas for a weekend. That's all I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But no, it's do what the masses are not doing. And I've found that is usually a recipe for success.
Yeah, well, and you and I have had the conversation about bonds. You were at the financial seminar that we did, and you emceed it. Dory's who we refer to him as the talent. He's the draw.
Yes.
But, you know, bonds, this is just one part of it. You know, everybody always goes, oh, yeah, you're the guy that's talking about bonds. And well, that's just one part of it. You know, when you look at bonds right now, record high valuations ever, lowest interest rates at any time in the last 600 years, right? Bonds have reached the end of the game. Do you know how much the recommendation, the portfolio recommendations from the big investing houses have changed since 1985? Zero.
Right.
You know, if you're 58 years old, you should have 62% in stocks and 38% in bonds. And that's the same thing they were telling you in 87.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And bonds are bound by rates. Bonds are bound by rates. So we know that the average rate of return with bonds as an asset class over the last 35 years, it's mathematically impossible for that rate of return to continue.
Sure.
And if rates return, I was just talking about this on the last segment, rates return to half of our long-term average. So we're currently at 50 basis points. If we go to 3.5%, long-term average in the United States is 7%, right around there. That equates to somewhere between a 20 to 25% loss on your bond portfolio.
Right, which is supposed to be
the safe part of it. Right.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, you're getting paid a record low amount of interest to take that risk.
Right.
It's horrible. We call it negative convexity.
Yeah.
Your downsides triple your upside. That's, you know, would you play at that table in Vegas?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're exactly right. So I'm excited, and I'm going to look forward to visiting with you, you know, in the weeks and months to come, because I love this stuff. I love talking about it. And I love that so many of your listeners are dialing into it and are starting to think beyond what they're getting fed, you know, every day on the financial networks. Because, you know, I'm telling you, you know, those guys, all those names you mentioned a few minutes ago, they're great, full-time, obsessive, have all the computer models. That's all they do.
Yep.
For somebody who's listening now, or for somebody like me who's got full-time job and I can't compete with those guys.
Right.
You know, that's where we need a plan that's going to, you know, where we're going to be able to do it without it being real time intensive.
Right.
And not try to compete with the guys who are making a fortune because they just have information and, you know, all kinds of analytical edges over the little guys like us.
Yeah, there's no shortcuts. We talk to our clients about it all the time, right? We like Buffett says, we want to be greedy when others are fearful and fearful when others are greedy. And a big part of that is when you're at the top of market apexes like we're at now and you've had these incredible runs, fireproof a portion of your portfolio, because at some point, stocks will be cheaper than they are now.
Yep.
And that's when the money's made.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I'm looking forward to having the conversation in, like I said, in the weeks to come. It's
well, we
cool.
got to do a risk review with you.
Okay, let's do it.
We got to review it.
Let's do it.
I'm all this gambling talk's making me nervous.
Okay, yeah, yeah. You take a look, see what you think.
All right, all right.
We won't share the numbers, but we'll share the results. How about that?
That sounds good. Thanks so much for joining us, Dory. Really appreciate it. Now, we're thrilled to be working with you.
All right, love it, Zach. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Is my money manager a value investor? Could I be getting better returns with an annuity instead of bonds? How often should I rebalance? How much risk is my portfolio actually exposed to? Well, don't go anywhere. This is Know Your Risk Radio, brought to you by Abraham & Company. Three generations and decades of experience helping families with customized investment strategies. Strategies that are not influenced by the big banks and Wall Street brokerage houses. You can download the Know Your Risk Radio podcast and schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
Hi, this is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company, and host of Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you retired or getting close? Are you worried about risking your savings to get the returns you need out of your investments? Did you know many growth-focused annuities average between 5 to 6% annual growth? With growth-focused annuities, as the market goes up, you go up. When the market goes down, even if it was to go to zero, both your principal and interest gained over previous years is guaranteed. And today, growth-focused annuities generate substantially more income than most bonds. Go to knowyourriskradio.com right now and schedule your free 15-minute risk review and find out if a growth-focused annuity might be right for you. Or give us a call and we'll show you how you can invest your hard-earned retirement money, earn a good return, and never risk losing a penny. Call now at 866-779-RISK. 866-779-RISK.
Abraham & Company is a registered investment advisor and an SEC registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC.
If you listen to Know Your Risk Radio, you hear Zach talk about free 15-minute risk reviews all the time. Well, what is it? Your free risk review is the tool Abraham & Company uses to identify how much money you need to accomplish your retirement goals. That amount of money is then expressed as a percentage of your total portfolio, and Zach will show you a side-by-side comparison of how your money is currently invested versus the strategy that Abraham & Company takes to help you, regardless of market conditions, retire when and how you want to. Schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Know Your Risk Radio.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company.
All right, welcome back to the show. I couldn't tease that one. For those of you just joining us, Dory Monson joined us for the last segment. We announced our partnership. We're going to be working with him starting January of 2017, so coming up here in a month. And couldn't be more excited to do it. Our values align, and I've spent a lot of time with Dory, and couldn't be more enthusiastic about being able to work with him. You know, I've grown up listening to Dory, so as many of you probably have. But great guy, and very excited about doing it. But one of the things that he and I have spoken about, and I actually had in a couple client meetings this week, was clients asked me, they said, okay, we're concerned about valuations and all these other things going on, and everybody's excited, and you know, we're fearful and other people are greedy. But they said, what is the biggest risk you see out there? What is the thing that keeps you up at night? What is the thing that you think could start, you know, something nasty, a bad market event, you know, economic turmoil? And, you know, this is a little bit wonkish. And what I mean by that is it's a little bit more in depth. It's not talking so much about, you know, allocations and, you know, percents per year. It's a little bit more in depth, but it's very real. It's a very real issue. And one of the things that we've kept an eye on, and it's kind of a long way around the barn to answer the question, but one of the things that we've kept an eye on since 2008 is the world has been on a giant economic experiment, right? Can we manufacture growth? Can we stimulate economies by printing money and buying up debt? And that's what they're doing, right? It's quantitative easing is a really a relatively simple process. We print money and we buy up financial assets. So we increase the demand of those assets, which reduces the supply and pushes the price up. Asset prices rise. That's supposed to make everything great. And I don't want to get into the flaws in that argument. I think the economic growth that we've all seen and the real unemployment rate, it's probably north of 9% right now, proves that there's some serious problems in that philosophy. But when we started looking at it, and as somebody in the industry, that's a very interesting thing to try to invest around, okay? Because when you're printing money, you're manufacturing money, and you're flooding it into the economy, the normal forces of economics and the normal forces of the markets no longer have the biggest pull on asset prices. And we've seen this over and over. I mean, go look at the rally that we got in the stock market when Draghi, the head of the ECB, European Central Bank, came out and said, we'll do whatever it takes. We've got the bazooka. And what he meant is we'll print as much money as we have to. We'll lower rates to negative if we have to, which they have in parts of Europe. And we'll do anything, right? Ben Bernanke's, you know, and Janet Yellen, his came after Ben Bernanke. Yellen's now the chairman of the Fed now, or chairwoman, excuse me. they've done very much the same thing. It's we're going to raise rates while we think we can, and whether they think they can or not, it makes zero sense. I mean, the economy was growing much more robustly in 2014, and they chose not to raise rates. And now they're raising them with growth slowing. It's growth rate right now is roughly half what it was in 2014. So I don't want to get into that. But long story short, what is the biggest threat we see out there? So as long as central bankers keep flooding markets with money, they will prevent collapses, right? Because that's what a collapse is. Everybody wants to start exchanging their assets for cash because they're freaked out. And the more and more scarce the cash gets, the more and more the prices of assets drop, supply and demand. And it works with cash too. But when you've got somebody that's just pumping it into the system, it throws the dynamics off, right? It's sort of like playing musical chairs with 10 people in 10 chairs, right? No one's taking a chair away. So there's no reason to sit down. Just keep on dancing, baby. So what we started doing is we said, okay, what can interrupt that process? And when we boiled it down, this took a while because it's a really bizarre thing to get your head around. What we came down to is basically the players in the world right now are putting 100% of the stability of the economy and the markets, and they're laying that weight on the credibility of currency, right? Because they can keep doing this. They can keep flooding markets and printing cash and doing all. They can do it if the perceived value of the currency that they're printing is what it currently is, right? And it's when that perceived value in currency drops and the faith in the, it's a confidence game. When the faith in the currency isn't there, because remember, there's nothing backing these currency valuations. You know, what's the number one thing backing the United States currency right now? It's not gold. It's not debt to GDP. We got more debt than the entire size of our economy. And that doesn't even include the off-balance sheet liabilities. What is the underlying value of our currency? It's nothing. It's because we say it is, which is basically means it's determined by the military might of the United States. Okay, well, that's something that by its very nature can't last. And I'm not making predictions about hyperinflation or anything like that, but just saying this game ends when the faith in the currency stops. So where is that a real issue? It's a real issue in China. China's got a mess on their hands. And so this, again, like I said, I'm taking a long way around the barn to answer this, but the biggest threat we see out there right now is China. And China has a big problem. China has an economy that's roughly half the size of ours, but their banking sector is larger than ours, which means that all this growth, and China's growing so fast, it's all debt stimulated. It's the government pumping money and underwriting loans and pushing it out there and building skyscrapers that nobody lives in and building entire cities that have less than 5% occupancy. And they're doing it all via debt. Now, what's interesting is when you look at the banks in China, and these are estimates, right? This is all estimates. But you're looking at, you know, the best figures we can come up with and the people that we think know the most. We're looking at 20% non-performing loans on their bank's balance sheets. So one-fifth of the loans they've issued that we can see are non-performing, which means they're not making payments. Okay? And you've got a $10 trillion economy and a $35 trillion banking sector. So if you just do the math, if China wanted to do to their banks what we did in 2008, okay, bank bailout, rescue those bad loans, clean it all up, and you played the same percentages out, we needed $700 billion to do that in 2008. China's going to need between $5 and $6 trillion. $5 and $6 trillion. Okay? Which is insane. Their economy's half the size of ours. And remember, it's also the world's most robust economy, growing at the fastest rate, sucking up oil and steel and all these kind of things. So now, can they do that? Can they recapitalize their banks at $5, $6 trillion, which is 50 and 60% the size of their entire economy? Yeah, they can. But you also have to understand that Chinese currency, the yuan, or also called the renminbi, they tie it to the U.S. dollar. So that means if you go to the Bank of China and you give them your renminbi, they have to give you the equivalent amount, which is right now right around 7. So it's 7 to 1. They've got to give you a dollar for every 7 you turn in. It's got to be a clean exchange. And if they want to recapitalize their banks, they're going to have to devalue their currency massively. And if they do that, it's too much to get into. And we talked about it a little bit with Raul Paul on the interview. It's too much to get in here right now, and we're coming up against a break. But it, look, it's just a matter of mathematics. At some point, something's got to give there. So keep an eye on China devaluation. Go home and Google China devaluation. Watch some YouTube. There's plenty of people out there talking about it, nowhere near enough. But that's the biggest fear to us, because that will bring a halt to all this money printing and all this debt issuing. And now that will become a problem. So give us a call, 866-779-RISK. We'll show you how to protect against these threats and other threats out there while still not giving up on gains. We're not talking about, you know, putting money under the mattress or burying it in a hole. We're not talking about storing guns and gold in your safe. These are very real things. We can actually, you know, we can probably boost the performance. On average, boost the performance of a portfolio or the expected performance of a portfolio and lower the fees, but also massively increase your protection. So give us a call. You can also go to the radio site, knowyourriskradio.com, and you can download podcasts there. You can sign up for a 15-minute free risk review on our online scheduler there, our calendar. And we'll do the side-by-side comparison. We'll use that new analytical tool to show you, okay, here's how you performed. Here's how our portfolio would have performed. Thanks for joining us. Great show today. Thanks so much, Dory, for joining us. It was a great segment. And if you missed it, go to knowyourriskradio.com. You can download the podcast and hear me and Dory going back and forth. But anyway, thank you for listening. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk and download your free risk profile at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company.